everybody. Well, tonight is our Friday night show. It's Paranormal. This is Creation Lightship Healing. Day today is the 8th month, which is August 21st, 2015. So here we go. Let's clear the date for people who may have problems with that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? And let's now do a clearing for situations that you may have had happening to you. So here we go. Releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's bring up the light beams. Here they come, stronger. Peace to you, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, well, if Anna's out there tonight, so Anna, are you out there for a paranormal show?
I sure am. Hi, Ron, and hi, everyone. You are listening to Ron Ametron. It's the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Welcome if you're a new listener. Ron has a website called creationlightship.com. So after this show, if you haven't already, please go to it and check it out. There's a lot more information there and lots of free healings that you can do. Ron will be sharing some sample healings with us tonight. And I was wondering, Ron, how, if we're all present and on the CLS Now timeline of light, everybody listening.
Everybody feels good, so no problem.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I wanted to start out saying thank you from everyone who was on the calls this week, because I think every day of the calls, the 5:30 calls that you do, you've been making us all human. And I know several people commented this evening about how wonderful that is and how wonderful they feel. Ron does 4 healing calls a week. Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday are $20 each call. And the Wednesday call is $30, Ron, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah,
so it's a water charging. I wasn't sure if it was $30 or $35. And you get that day, you can charge 7 gallons, if you like, of water for each day of the week. And all of them are wonderful. And I was wondering if you just want to talk a little bit about that more, Ron, because maybe some people who have never done those calls would like to try them next week.
Yeah, each call is different. Starts off on Tuesday, we do energetic cording. Wednesday is healing with 7 days of water for the week. The Thursday call is clone replicas, and those released from you, and the one that was tonight, which is Friday, is energy attachments that come into your emotional bodies. And that's what the calls are about. They run typically an hour minimum to maybe an hour and a half. Oh, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So back to you. And they're all 5:30 West Coast.
Right. Pacific time, yes. Thank you. And you often go over the hour, Ron, which is so nice, especially the days you don't have the BBS show following it. So, yes, maybe some people want to write in some of the nice things they said earlier, and we can read them on the air. I wanted to just mention that you can contact us, the co-hosts, while you're either during the show or at any time by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. or clicking on that button that says Fast Chat on the BBS page, and you can put a comment in there. I wanted to review, in case people weren't listening, I believe it was just the past show, the Wednesday show, that you recommended it, that it's a good time to do the nano clearing, and some people were saying on the call tonight that they're working on that. And if you're not familiar, it's a $50 healing, and it goes through many years that you can go back and clear yourself of nanotechnology. And it has a wonderful bonus of a link that will open a new page, and that is your auric protection clearing. So that is a really a lot of healing for only $50. And I think that's it's 50 for the whole life. Or is it actually only 25? It might only be $25 as I'm clicking on this here. And I'm trying to get it open. But it goes back many hundreds of years. It might go back to the year zero. I'm not sure, but it's really good. So do you want to explain to people, Ron, why you want us to be doing that now?
Well, there are aliens are bringing forth new technologies or have to bring in new ones from the future. Actually, because of that, you more than likely want to get that nano clearing so you're not affected by it. That's the main thing. So, you know, just do that clearing, and that could help you out immensely. Well, back to you.
Okay. I just am pulling it up here because I have it, and I'm I actually haven't been doing it this week, but I'm going to. So it starts out where you clear yourself starting now back to 2001. That's the first one, and then it has 41 segments, and it actually goes into BC years. So it, one of them is 0 through 99 BC, and then 100 BC through 199 BC. So that's pretty thorough, Ron. So that's actually going into our past lives and really getting this stuff out of our DNA. So thank you for that. And maybe someone could tell me, because I bought this a long time ago, if it's $50 or $25, someone who maybe purchased it more recently. Okay, so we have a lot of comments, Ron, and questions from listeners. So we'll get to those now. Someone is requesting a sample cording release. She's having a very tough situation. It's a very close family member who is unfortunately alien-controlled and attacking her all the time. And she feels very bad about this, but she really wants to disconnect from this person because it's hurting her so much. But it's something she's having a tough time with, and she's hoping you would do a sample with the cording of a cording release, and then maybe you could talk a little bit about how to free ourselves from these emotional entanglements and obligations that we have culturally with family members.
Do you know what clearing she's had so far? Did she say anything to know if that cording release would be the one to do?
She does the dark side practitioner on the person, so that's really good. She does the alien to light on this person. Yeah, and it's a hard one because it's her child and involves it, then would involve her grandchild as well. So I guess she's working on it, but it's a tough one. And I understand that.
Yeah, it's hard to do a cording release because I'll do a sample of that, but if the person keeps connecting to you, then you need to do that all the time.
Right.
Well, you may want to go back through your whole lifetime, maybe every year or something like that, and release that cording. And maybe the person's your handler, you know, I don't know, but this idea is there. So I'll do a cording release. So think of that person. Everybody else listening can think of a person that may be cording them. You don't have any control over people cording you. You do have control if you want to cord somebody, but if they want to cord you, you don't have any real control over it because you're not connected to their mind because they're using psychic energies to cord you with as they think about you. Here we go. Let's release the energy. So the one that you're thinking of right now, here we go, releasing that one cord. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hey, there we go.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, someone wrote in, thank you very much. The Nano Detox Clearing is $25. So I'm happy to know that. So there is, I hope that, I know it's hard for this person, and I think it's a woman. I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but she said that she does think, or she, you know, inferred, she does think that this person is her handler. And then she's also saying, you know, won't it be someone else will just come back in and handle her? But
not always, you know. Possibly, yeah. Yes, but not always.
Right.
So I would, maybe do a clearing, release the handler energies.
Right. I wonder if, you know, we need a special handler clearing, Ron.
I don't have one up on the website.
I know. It's like the worst. You need, you know, we want to clear off the worst entity attack or alien attack. So there was a comment in our email that I don't believe we ever got to, and somebody sent this in a couple of weeks ago, and it's got some interesting questions about timeline crashes, Ron. When we timeline crash, are entities as well as people being taken off those timelines? Because the people I'm I know I'm helping other people that are in these scenarios with me. And do the entities and clones cord to me? So when we timeline crash, are we decorded as well as taken off the timelines?
Typically, that would be correct. Yes. Uh huh.
That's wonderful.
But they could jump in to your timeline where you're living. Okay. Remember, if they're on a timeline, let's just say that. Like the timelines we'll say are like the 50 states here, okay? You live in, we'll just say Maine, okay? And you go, wow, I want to get rid of these cordings here, all these timelines, so I'm now going to do timeline crashes for 49 states, okay? So you start doing these timeline crashes. Just giving you a way to look at the energetic parallel lifetimes. So you're doing, you know, 49 states to get yourself off of that state's timeline, and now some of the states disappear because you did that successfully doing a lot of those. Maybe you had to do, you know, 100 or more per state, but you eventually did it, and you got rid of that. Now, if there is any entities connected to one of those states, and you disconnect that energy, an entity can still hop over into another state, maybe even into your state. So entities can hop, if they like you, into your current timeline. So then you want to do some more clearing for that. But as a general rule, when you clear out a timeline, it will clear away the entities. Unless the entities are smart enough to hop off of that movie set, okay, and go into another movie set that you haven't attached yourself to yet, or maybe you have attached yourself. Either way, when you do go there, visit another timeline, then that entity could still be there, and it could body hop, we'll say, or live its life on many other timelines like you're connected to. Another way of saying it too is, let's say that you have your main issue in this lifetime is anxiety. Whatever you do, you're anxious. You wake up and sure enough during the day you're going to become anxious. Well, they just put you on another anxious timeline. Well, the aliens know that, well, in 2 weeks this person is going to be anxious because this is their life story. You know, maybe they're 40 years of age, and this is, you know, they've been anxious their whole life, so of course they're going to be on a timeline. And maybe an entity goes, you know, I want to be on all these timelines. So they can probably body hop onto the other movie sets of your parallel lifetimes and connect to you that way. So hopefully that gives some clarity to what actually happens. And then you may wonder, gee, I just went through this same scenario. Well, the entity that went on to another timeline probably is conscious and knows what it did to you a couple years ago. And it goes, oh, I know this one. I can help to bring this person onto this timeline because I lived on it with them, in them, and I'll just redo it over again. So that's what can happen. So there's, when you start talking about entities and different things, there's no real guarantee that it's going to be 100% effective. It'd be 90%, better than nothing. But remember, the aliens gave you the programs, and they haven't given you a briefcase with all those programs in it and say, you know, we're just tired of you. Here's a briefcase with all of our information, all of our programs, everything else that we've done to you, and we don't want it anymore. It'll just take up space in our storage cabinet here. We'll just give it all back to you, and thank you very much. Now you can deal with it, burn it, whatever. They don't do that. So that's the way it kind of works. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. So the listener that asked about the timeline crashes went on to say, I can see how important it is to update your whole life clearings, and also a clearing, and she wasn't sure what it's called, Alien All Time, which I recall only costs $100. So I went into the website, and what I think it is Alien Parallel Lifetime Removal that she's talking about. So if you've done some timeline crashes, you could then do the Alien Parallel Lifetime Removal clearing. Would that be helpful?
Yeah, the all means that it'll work for any of the clearings, and whatever you've done, you can add that one to that clearing. So you can put an emotional clearing in there for timeline crashes, you know, trauma clearing, whatever, and you can run it that way.
Okay. And the listener mentioned the dark side mind control transmissions. Dark side mind control. Is that different than the dark arts practitioner clearing, Ron, or is that the same one?
I think it's probably the same.
Okay. Is it possible for us to have a sample of that if we, you know, think of a person who perhaps attacks us or said, oh, I'll always pray for you, or something like that, or I pray for you all the time? Could we have a sample clearing of that, perhaps?
Only if you're willing to go in and do the clearing.
Okay.
You see, when I clear that one energy, it may be very conscious, and you might get 100 times that being whacked on you because I was taking away one of them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not good. Okay. Well, we better not.
Should I do the sample?
I don't know. I would be concerned, you know, that we don't want people who aren't doing, you know, or haven't done the whole life clearings to get a whammy. So, yeah, let's not.
Okay.
I was wondering, though, I'm looking, I have that page up with all the alien clearings, and I was wondering if it's possible to do a sample of one of the others. Is it possible to do a sample of the slime body coat removal?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hey.
Okay. And then you have, this might be really interesting, Ron, to do, because they're very different, but they sound like they're similar. But could you also do the energetic web coat removal sample? And we could really feel how those are different.
Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. There we go.
Okay, that was terrific, Ron. Okay. So someone said, oh, there is no dark arts practitioner clearing. it's mind control something clearing. That's right. That's what it's called. Okay. Okay, we've got a few more things came in right now. I'm going to check those. It is paranormal night. Wow, we're getting a lot of comments. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate it. Okay, this is good. Is blood type a good thing to clear, such as A, B, O, etc.? If so, which clearing is recommended? The natal barcode removal?
I haven't really had any situations with people with blood types.
Hmm.
At this point, I haven't seen anything that's any different from the different blood types. Normally you'd look at it and see it as a different alien race with a different blood type, but I haven't seen anything that we need to do on the website to clear your blood type. You could probably go in maybe and do the natal chart. One might do it, the natal clearing, but you're dealing with, if you're using that all the time as a tracking number, which I kind of doubt, or a tracking code, you don't go around and saying, I'm B positive or something to everybody. So they're really not going to track you unless you happen to have to say that maybe 50 times in a week or something. But other than that, I don't see any significance on really clearing that.
Right.
Not that, it may not be valid, but I don't see anything right now that you need to worry about. Maybe in the future we might find out that these different blood types might, hook you up to different races. And, you could be, pigeonholed that way and, being used by certain races. But, which ones, who knows, I don't know what to say on that one.
Well,
if you do have that, try it and just let us know if you felt any energetic changes in your body.
Right. Okay. Okay, so a listener is asking again about why we would get a whammy. Now, if you did a sample of a healing, in this case we were talking about the dark arts practitioner. So what I understood you to say, Ron, is many people, first of all, could be courting you, but also someone who does a lot of dark arts or a lot of, say, praying or even cursing you, whether they're well-meaning or not, they're doing a lot of attacks. And if you do a simple sample, that person might know that you're trying to disconnect from them and then come back at us harder. Is that what you meant?
In a sense, yeah. And you don't know, who paid somebody else who you don't even know to do whammies on you, okay? So, let's just say that this happens. Let's just say that you're one of the celebrities, in Hollywood doing films and things. Well, those people do hire practitioners to do hits on the competition. Well, let's just say that, I took away one of the energies that was harming the person, and all of a sudden you got this lady in some foreign country, wearing a witch's hat, we'll say, or something or whatever, and big earrings. He goes, "Oh, man, you're playing with my energies. Now I see who it is, and now they're going to put on double the attacks to you." you don't even know who this person is, or you don't even know who hired this person. So, you know, that's why on that one clearing, I think I have it stated to do it four times continuously. Oh, and then keep doing it. You want to keep doing that clearing. All the stuff gets off of you. So that's the reason, because you don't know who and you don't know what is doing that clearing, okay? Because the clearing will start taking away the energy pools. Once that energy pool is completely eliminated, then that practitioner doing that clearing not have any horsepower left because the energy pool is released. Remember, they got to be very powerful psychically to normally do this stuff anyway. They may know that you are tampering with that energy. Oh,
right.
Here we go.
I got it. Thank you, Ron. Okay, quick question, Ron. Can we be absentee on the weekly calls to be made human?
I would say no. You'd want to be fully present on them in order to feel and sense the energies.
Okay.
Now, if you could be absentee, but when I'm doing the human one, that will not work absentee.
Okay.
So I need to connect with you physically, on the call physically.
Okay. Then we know. Okay, here's an interesting thing someone sent in since it's paranormal night. Last week, an old battery-dead cell phone seems to have charged itself up and registered itself on the phone network, according to the technician. I did not even touch the phone.
Sounds like the phone went back in time on a timeline. Somebody took the phone. Or somebody or something took your phone, put it onto a past timeline, maybe when it was fully charged up, we'll just say a couple of years ago. That might be a good time, and got activated. Now it got dropped into your timeline now, and it's working. But there's no difference in you losing your keys and finding them. Same exact process, okay? Just that some of you might be a little more freakier to you because the batteries are dead and now it's working. But you know, with the aliens changing times and shifting timelines, doing copy and pasting, it shouldn't be anything that should really be, wow, that's really something. I would just see it just as a timeline in the past being copy and pasted onto the current timeline here. Well, that's how I would look at it. I wouldn't put any energy on it because I'm like, wow, this is really something that happened. Well, it happens daily, continuously, all the time. They drop in timelines. Even, you know, remember, they're in control of time. They can shift you back into a timeline without you even knowing about it for maybe an hour. And all you're viewing here is the same scenario that you'd be living normally, you put in a hologram, you're somewhere else, and then bring you back here again. You may not have the complete memory, unless it got downloaded, what happened to you when you weren't here for an hour. Get your body what you're doing things. So in a sense, you could turn up more than one place at one time, just because of dropping in timelines. Now you understand how people can show up more than one place at one time. You're just changing the timeline and running the energies maybe a few milliseconds one way or the other. Voila, it happens. That's how magicians do their magic trips. They play with timelines. Once you understand that, you know, it looks, wow, that's great. Oh. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah, the listener just wrote back in saying thank you for explaining why we would get that whammy. So you're welcome. Thank you for participating with our show. So, Ron,
I'll go a little further. Let's just say that you go someplace and you happen to see a magician that is levitating a table. And, you know, there's nothing around the table. You know, they do their magic wand, and there's nothing there with magnetics being used. But, man, how does he levitate the table or she levitate the table 5 foot in the air? Maybe people come up to it and they move something over the bottom and top and sides, and sure enough, you know, nothing's connected to it. Well, very simple. They're a master at manipulating timelines. So they could actually take the timeline. The people are looking at the table. They can stop it, and then they can raise the table up in the air. Maybe even get helpers, because you're not seeing what's behind the scenes. Okay, they raise the table up in the air. Maybe they got five people there who's raising it, and then the people move aside instantly, and then they take like a snapshot of the table there. Even if they're holding, they can probably copy and paste the people out of it. And then they turn the frame back on again, and the people are looking. The table now is levitated. Maybe it's on the way down a little bit, because remember, they can freeze time, okay? And then they freeze it again and still hold it in the same position. And they can do that for maybe, let's just say, 3 hours of the time. Remember, your time is on your clock, and they're out of time doing this here, okay? All of a sudden, they might put 5 hours into levitating a table on their end, and to you, it may look like maybe 30 minutes or even 30 seconds. And so all of a sudden, you go, wow, this is great. And then the table comes down because the people are lowering it down. Okay, but you're not seeing them because they're not in the movie set. The person is able to manipulate time. That's how that works. But when you start looking at it that way, you go, wow, that's something. What else is happening? Well, what about the cars that drop in next to you when you're driving? Or somebody all of a sudden starts walking behind you or in front of you? That matter. Blink your eyes and all of a sudden you go, geez. 50 foot in front of me is a person walking. Where do they come from? There's no doors here. No, that they couldn't have come out of a house on the sidewalk, because the house is maybe 50 feet away from the sidewalk, and they couldn't run out without you seeing them. And you go, what's going on here? Well, they just dropped them in. So the time stopped. They dropped it in and started the film footage again. All of a sudden, you have a new scene in front of you or behind you, or that car's there. Hopefully the aliens don't land the car on top of your car. The person doesn't, you know, hop on the top of your shoulders or something, and you fall over and you think you're being tackled because the aliens made a mistake, you know. So that's what happens. And then the other thing that happens is people probably have experienced this. You're walking and the timeline in front of you, maybe few inches ahead of you, isn't manifested yet. You put your foot down on the sidewalk, and your foot goes through the sidewalk, maybe 6 inches to a foot, and it looks real to you. You look down, and your foot's actually touching the ground, but it falls into a hole. So all of a sudden, you go, wow, what's this? And you fall over. You go, this is really strange, because how could I fall into a hole? I know I fell into a hole, but I didn't see the hole. And when you look back on the sidewalk, there's no hole there, but you know you fell into a hole. Well, it's because that timeline has not been created. They just gave you a picture of the timeline. You know, it'd kind of be like, having a picture of your floor, and it's just a picture. And, you know, it looks real. You put your foot on it, and it's a piece of paper, and your foot goes through it, you know? And then they probably had to catch you because you go, oh, man, this person's going to disappear into Never Never Land and never show up again because you're falling down. So some alien probably grabs your foot. You don't fall all the way down, or they start solidifying the timeline. Remember, they may have hours to do this as they're seeing you falling down nowhere, and that they create it so that now you only fall a foot. Hopefully they just get some clarity what we're talking about on timeline. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, Ron. Can we have a sample release of maybe a time we fell or something? Like, I don't know, pain or an entity that might have attached to us that we fell one time?
Well, yeah, if you had any pain in your body, you probably drew your entities to you. Did you release the entities? You know, did you tell them to get out of your life, get away from me, leave, you know? Probably not. Would they leave on their own? They could. If they liked your body, they probably won't listen to you because they like your body and they want to stay in there. Because they need a host. Maybe you're the ideal, perfect host. Maybe they're the exact same height, the same weight as you. Let's just say that the entity was left-handed, and you happen to be left-handed, and they go, wow, this is great. And maybe it's a female, so it had brown hair, and it had brown hair when it lived, you know, 150 years ago, and it goes, wow, this is great. Man, I got this perfect body that looks kind of like mine. So here we go. Let's release entities from your pain. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, that entity can be with you, and it can still have the pain problem. It's given to you, and you wonder, gee, I don't know why my shoulders hurt since the age of 7. You know, it used to be fine, and I did something to my shoulder, and got this pain in my shoulder, and I've had it for 40 years. What's going on here, you know? Nobody can find it. Doctors can't find it, you know, nobody else can see it. It's just the entity in there having maybe a broken shoulder came into you because you hurt your shoulder. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. So can we do a sample clearing maybe of removing some pain from an injury or something? We were talking about falling before.
Yeah, you got to think about your injury, pain that you either have now or that you had in the past. So think of one of the earlier times in your life that you had pain, unless you fell through one of those holes. We can clear that. But remember, if you had a problem when you're younger, and you could still have that same problem now, not even knowing about it. So here we go. Releasing the energies. This is your choice here. You got to pick an issue, situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. If you're feeling better, then get on that entity clearing, whole lifetime entity clearing. Do your whole lifetime, and then from there get the unlimited, and start focusing on more issues in case it didn't get it all the way out of you. So remember, entities can come in whenever they want to, okay? Getting rid of entities, if you still have your psychic, billboard that you have a hurt shoulder, you can clear the entities out right now, they'll leave, but your billboard is probably going to tell you the whole history of your life, which can draw more entities to you. So you want to start doing entity clearings, and if you start feeling yourself getting or having, you know, problems or pain out of nowhere, phantom pain, that's typically entities, or it is you're being on some kind of alien timeline being experimented with, one of those Tanya timelines, maybe be strapped to a table or something. So that happens a lot. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. We have some other follow-up things from last week's show. Somebody wants to know, Michelle explained how if you buy a whole life healing or any clearing that you paid more than $100 for, $100 or more, the next one you do is half price. And someone's asking, how do we actually facilitate that? And what happens when you go to PayPal to pay for the healing, it has a box there that you put in your age. So what you do is if you're 50, you type in 25. So whatever your age is, you have it. And then just send Ron, I don't know if Michelle mentioned this, but just send Ron a quick email saying, I'm doing this such and such clearing at half price, just so he's aware that you're doing that. Right, Ron, do you want to add anything to that?
And then when you do go in to do the clearing, you know, if you are 50, then start off with the age of 50.
Exactly. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry I should have followed up with that. Then when you actually do it, of course, you don't clear yourself only from 25. You put in 50. So, sorry, yeah, I didn't complete that thought. And also on Wednesday, you were talking about balance. And if something, you know, really wonderful happens, then perhaps you're going to get balanced out by something not so wonderful. And that's part of the reason we want to be neutral. And you talked about money. So somebody wrote in to say, "So true, Ron. I just inherited some money. The day I received it was sued by a bank for something that happened 3 years ago. Unbelievable how the aliens set it up and give it and then take it away."
Okay.
You remember talking about that on Wednesday?
Yep.
I think you used the gambling analogy. Okay, so kind of on the same thing, somebody wrote in to say that, you know, they were listening to that show about the balancing and about money, and they have two questions, and to see if you have any insight into this. One is a homeless man just recently won $200,000 on Lotto, and he said, could that homeless man have had been, you know, feeling in his body that he wanted to have that money, or what happened there?
That's hard to say, you know. There'd have to be some type of a spiritual contract. The spiritual contracts have nothing to do with light, okay? Source energy doesn't have that. So the dark side must have had a spiritual contract with him, give him that money. That's another way of talking about what happens to us here with the law of cause and effect. That's all spiritual contracts, as it works with psychic energy, and that's your spiritual energy that you're using. Nothing to do with divine energies or source energy, although they do talk about that as being the same, but it's not. Source energy doesn't judge, so he had something going on, something. Maybe he was out on... let's just say that he won $200,000, right? Let's just say that he was out on 200,000 timelines, and he sold his soul to the devil on that. Now he got his $200,000 here. Oh, got what he wanted. Back to you.
Well, and I think in a case like a homeless person, it's pretty clear to see that maybe winning $200,000 is not such a good thing in that person's life. Do you know what I mean? Like everyone, you just automatically think, oh, it must be so wonderful to win money, but maybe the aliens are going to use that to create even more chaos in the person's life.
Yeah, very possible. You know,
chaos and drama. And
yeah, very possible.
Yeah.
Hopefully the person... has wise choices and does the right thing with the money, you know?
Right.
And nothing
right.
is really, whatever he does or whatever he or she does, it makes no difference. It's going to be choices how to spend the money.
Right. Well, it just seems like there's a huge opening for drama there and emotion that the aliens will love, even making people emotional hearing about it.
What will happen is I would think that a typical person that's working, okay, so a lot of people look at a homeless person as somebody who maybe does not want to work, number one, that's a possibility. Number two, they lost everything in their life because... got stolen from them, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'll just use the word by the pirates that are here, people or things, you know,
mm-hmm.
So the person had to become homeless, okay, so, not now you're going to take the mindset of people hearing it, this homeless person, so they're going to put that homeless person into a box, okay. Does he smell? Does he eat out of trash cans? Is he a druggie? Or, you know, all these different things coming up. Did he, get depressed and gave up everything in his life and became homeless? And people, have all different ways of looking at it. But they're going to say, this person's homeless, and I work for a living, and I work really, really hard. This person's out here begging to make money, maybe making more money than I am in a day, as they're getting $10 bills from people, you know, and they may make $200 a day, and I'm working very hard, and I really don't like that person getting that money, as it should have came to me, you know? And so right away, that poor homeless person is going to get psychically attacked by all the people thinking that they deserve it more than he does. The aliens are having a lot of fun with this one. Boy, this is their field day. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. And the same listener wrote in to say, if it's true, and I guess we hear in the news that it is, that 2% of the population has 98% of the wealth, will that somehow balance out or get balanced out?
At some point it would be if they live long enough, yeah. But, you know, I think the wealthy give the money to their family members, you know.
Right.
You're dealing with family members or even corporations that they could own possibly or trust or different things. So, I'm sure that people that do have money probably do lose money too, you know, the process. So,
right.
If they live long enough, more than likely that would be true. But, you know, back to you.
Right. Okay. Well, someone wrote in a comment, and I wanted to make a couple of announcements, so I'll do that now. Tomorrow night, there is another radio show, also at 7 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio Station 2. Please be on that call live because we are lucky enough to have a trip to Creation Lightship for healing. So all the shows, I think, are wonderful. And you can always hear them on an archive, but it's really great to be on the Saturday night show live. And also this Sunday, the 23rd, is an 8-hour healing call where you spend the whole 8 hours on Creation Lightship, and you can still sign up to be part of that on Ron's website. Again, that is creationlightship.com. So someone sent in a comment, Ron. I have a dog, and since he has been going to the lightship on Saturday night, he has changed. Now he can see things I do not, and sometimes growls at something in the room that I cannot see. I think he's becoming aware.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure that's true. I see that with my cat.
Yeah, that's good, you know. I guess the next question is, what's that dog growling at, you know? Is it big or little? I guess you got to worry when it looks up at your ceiling and starts growling. And then you know that something that's pretty big in your room.
Right. Right. Oh, they can
take those timelines, and you could be right inside of a anything, you know? Just because you don't physically see it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. So you could be living in an alien reality, you know, in the living room of an alien, right? We'll just keep it very simple. They're watching their alien TV, right? And you're actually in their living room, and they're in your bedroom at the same time, you know? So it gets kind of freaky, but remember, all you know is what you see. Reality is probably what you sense or see with your eyes closed, because that's really what's there. You may not see anything, but everything exists, just like they do copy and pasting, you know. Another way of mentioning that is, let's say that you happen to have where you're living be on top of, say, a burial ground that was there, say, 200 years ago from maybe Native Americans or something like that. That would probably be buried there, you know? And there's still energy there in that ground from those Indians who don't like you being on their property where they were buried, you know? So you wonder why you know, things maybe move in your house or in your room, or you kind of feel uncomfortable. Maybe you get visions, and but they're still there on their timeline, and maybe even before they got buried, maybe they were walking on the land, and they're still walking there in those, you know, past timelines. Everything exists until you are clearing to release it. Otherwise, it's going to always be with you. That can be true of, you know, past events. So just think of, there was that song a long time ago, Joni Mitchell or something about, oh, having the paid parking lot and where's the birds and the bees and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, so now you're on this parking lot, right? Parking your car there, and there's, you know, up 100 cars there, too, because it's a large shopping mall or something. And what was there before? You get out of your car, and you go, man, I feel tree energy here, you know? Or I'm smelling flowers. Why am I smelling flowers? There's no flowers around. Well, it's just a bleed-through from the distant past, because you're now living in that reality, even though you're in a car. Maybe back then all they had is, maybe they didn't even have horses, you know? So maybe you visited that place, one of your ancestors did, walking, and you happen to be in that same location on the same grid line, and you start to smell flowers. You go, what's going on here? This is kind of weird. Well, you're just revisiting that timeline because it's still active there. And it's real obvious if you're driving on the road, on any road, and there's an accident that happened in the past. And you drive by a location, you go, man, this feels kind of eerie to me. Well, that's because maybe there's death energy there, or there's a lot of trauma energy. So anyway, things happen that you really can't explain. And if you just look at them as timelines being copy and pasted, okay, revisited, then everything can make sense to you. Oh, you can go, wow, now I can understand it. This is a timeline that is still in existence, hasn't been taken away yet. Maybe it's never going to be taken away, but I'm crashing that timeline. It's like party crashing, you know. You're crashing into that timeline, and now you're experiencing what's happening. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Well, that you're just really emphasizing how important it is for all of us to stay on the CLS now timeline of light and constantly say that. Because I was thinking if you pulled into a parking lot that was, you know, on other timelines, but if you and your car were on the CLS and now timeline, you really wouldn't be too affected by that.
That's correct. And just to go a little further, let's just say that for some reason you drove your car and you parked your car, and all of a sudden they go, hey, man, your car's on fire. You go, holy cow, what happened, you know? And sure enough, you look out and your car's on fire. Well, maybe there was a timeline a long time ago where there's a forest fire, and that forest fire energy happened to connect as a bleed through to gas tank in your car. Now your car's on fire, okay? And, you know, so that's just another way of looking at it to kind of stretch your mind a little bit to go, wow, yeah, that's, everything is possible. Aliens are very sneaky and very cagey, and they know all about timelines because they created them. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Someone wrote in East Coast, New Jersey, saying, thanks, Ron, for all the healings and great advice. And that reminded me to ask you about the blue death ray clearing, because it's a fairly new free healing. So if you're listening and you haven't tried that one yet, you'll want to go in there and check that out. And I remember, Ron, you saying you first heard or learned of it from the East Coast, like it was sort of going on in the Atlantic Ocean, I believe you said. And I'm just curious if anyone has had, I know we've had some testimonials, but if anyone has had other experiences doing that blue death ray clearing, we would love to hear about that. Have you heard anything, Ron, from people that have been doing it?
Not too much, no.
Not lately. Okay, yeah. Well, I'd love to hear if people are doing that. It'll be interesting.
I know that was a like an invasion, we'll say, of these like 30-foot-long tentacles of jellyfish and stuff that were blue, washing up on the shores in that area. So, and they did name that something like some kind of a death energy or something. You'd have to probably Google it to see what they call it. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. Wow, this show went by so fast. I'd love to get a couple more samples in. We have, you know, we have a few more minutes, but what could we do a sample healing of, Ron? Can you kind of feel us out and see what we might need?
Well, probably do a sample of the hope clearing. So this is, since you don't have any hope, you feel hopeless. So here we go. Maybe you have a circumstance where you feel hopeless on. Here we go. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, you know, people that do feel hopeless is, I would say, mainly because they are integrating with the hopeless energy. Okay, you know, like Chicken Little, the sky's falling. Did you contract and accept that, okay? So, remember, the remedy is not to accept the contract. So, are you contracting to that? So, that's one way to look at that situation. Is how are you connecting to it? Do you agree to it? Just because somebody says, let's just say that somebody says they owe you money, right? You know, a stranger walks off the street and says, you owe me $100. You go, I don't owe you $100. Well, are you going to accept that because they say they did, or they give you some fancy piece of paper written up and it looks a bunch of nice words on it that makes your insides twist? Do you accept it? You have to accept it. So when you feel hopeless, are you accepting hopelessness? Oh, so you know, you don't want to accept anything. You know, you don't want a contract, and you know, you don't want to have that jurisdiction over you. Oh, you know, why become hopeless when you have a remedy to get out of it? Just don't accept it. Don't contract with it. Oh, hopefully that'll help you a little bit. Because everything that you're agreeing to, whether it's right or wrong, if you agree to it, then you're tied into that agreement. Back to you.
Okay. That was a lovely clearing, Ron. And I had, from that alien page I had opened, I had the idea of, could you perhaps do the sample of the crown chakra alien cording disconnection for us?
Okay, here we go. So this is the crown chakra clearing, getting rid of the jellyfish energy, and also taking away, we'll close down your crown chakra first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's how they enter you. That's your vortex, if you would, to have them enter into you. So you close that off. So now we'll do a jellyfish removal. This is on the alien attack page, I'm sure, but this will be just a quick sample of that. So releasing the alien jellyfish on top of your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So back to you.
How about if we have an octopus on top of our head, Ron? Could you take that off?
Yeah, that too, probably. Normally there's more or less attached, you know, on your back or solar plex energies and stuff. But here we go. using the octopus energy. So one, two, maybe you could have hundreds. I'll be just getting rid of one of them. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. I guess our show is kind of coming to a close here. We'll do the mind to heart drop. You have to do out loud, or you can whisper it. So you have to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts out of your head. That's what you think with, and drop them into your heart so you can become at peace. Have no thoughts. Oh, here we go. Dropping down. Count from 10 to 1 backwards like an elevator moving those thoughts down into your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so back to you, Ann. Do you have anything to add?
No, other than to just once again urge everyone to come on the show live tomorrow night. And I don't know if you have time. I did want to ask you, do we have another minute to maybe do that chakra balancing before we hang up? Since that just feels so good when you do that.
The heart chakra, good, throat chakra, third eye, lower chakra, and second chakra, and first chakra. There we go. Okay. Oh, back to you.
Okay, well, I think that's it. We'll say goodnight, and thanks, everyone, listening, and thank you, Ron.